97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore-chapped nipples.
Boy, and truer words were never uttered, particularly at election time when greedy politicians are coming to you, not with bills, but with referendums. And a referendum is the political equivalent of licking your finger and sticking it up to see which way the wind's blowing to determine whether or not you're going to pursue that legislation in the next legislative session. Now, in Illinois, the Democrats have a supermajority. They can do whatever they want. They can make illegal aliens. They can make non-citizens law enforcement officers. Mm-hmm. So you could be arrested by a non-citizen in the United States who's been employed by some law enforcement agency in Illinois. This is the silly kind of stuff they do. Well, there are three issues on the ballot coming up in November that you need to know about. I want to make sure people aware of these. I would be a no on all of them, but they're all referendums, and one of them deals with, for example, property tax and the false belief that they're somehow going to reduce property tax by taxing millionaires. We've got Bryce Hill joining us this morning. He's the director of fiscal analysis at the Illinois Policy Institute, illinoispolicy.org. Bryce, good morning.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Mark.
Absolutely. You know, it seems like whenever you and I talk, it's about some, whacking any scheme that the Illinois legislature's cooked up. So I would assume it's the legislature that put this on the ballot. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The legislature is now asking. They're doing a non-binding referendum, which is exactly what you said. Licking their chops, trying to see which way the wind's blowing, and if Illinois residents dare slip up, they're going to seize the opportunity to raise their taxes. And the referendum we're talking about is going to appear on the ballot. It's going to say, will voters approve a 3% income tax hike for those making more than $1 million if the money is guaranteed to go to property tax relief? So it's a very conveniently veiled, disguised opportunity for the legislature to try to gauge the public's opinion on a tax hike, essentially. So that's what we're talking about today.
But then the Illinois Policy Institute finds that really wouldn't even make a dent in the money that would be needed to address that.
No, it wouldn't. If we were to enact this tax, it would raise less than $4.5 billion. The state needs to raise at least $4.8 billion to balance its own budget to be able to actually pay for things like pensions and its ongoing debt service to actually pay for the current year's costs. So none of those savings could be passed on to local governments and thereby reduce property taxes unless the tax hike is going to raise at least $4.8 billion. The most recent data suggests that this tax hike would come nowhere close to raising that much money, and therefore Illinoisans would be trading their constitutionally protected flat income tax, which is extremely important.
Yeah.
It's a guarantee that basically helps ward off tax hikes year after year. They'd be trading that for this false promise of property tax relief, which property taxes are a major issue. Unfortunately, this measure just wouldn't do anything to cover that burden.
So, Bryce, I mean, I've read through it. Is there anywhere in the bill, because I know sometimes those things are lengthy, is there anywhere in the bill that says if you have a $400,000 house, we would provide you with $500 a year in property tax relief if this passes? Or are they just vaguely saying if you supported this, it might relieve your property tax?
That's exactly right. It's the latter. There's no language suggesting that there's any sort of lockbox or that there's any
guarantee.
It's just conceptually, would you support an income tax hike if we could maybe promise some property tax relief, which Illinoisans have been sold that bill of goods before. We've heard it with the temporary income tax hike, which later became permanent. We heard it with tollways. We've heard it with things like the lottery paying for education. These things have consistently failed year after year. Every single time the legislature has these kinds of promises, they just never come to fruition.
Yeah, well, I think that I'm a big no on that one, and probably all three of these. I'm going to talk about the others here in just a couple minutes, but people can find out more about this property tax advisory, on the website at illinoispolicy.org. Bryce, thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate getting him on here because I don't live in Illinois and I don't study those things like I would if I lived there, I think. That's part of the problem. I'm more familiar with the things here in Missouri. They also have a ballot proposal. And again, it's a referendum. So it wouldn't be binding. But if there's if they detect that there's support for it, the legislature will do this. They're going to be asked whether or not IVF and other medically appropriated assisted reproductive treatments should be covered by insurance plans and that cover other pregnancy benefits. So, in other words, it's an attempt to basically curb concerns that, you know, bans on abortion are going to affect IVF somehow. It has nothing to do with that. But you know what's going to happen next. They're going to try to force insurance companies to cover those huge expenses. And I might feel bad for somebody that's got to go through IVF, but that's your choice, mm-hmm. right, at some point. And also, there's a third question asking if candidates on Illinois ballots should be subject to civil penalties if they interfere with, quote, an election worker's official duties, end quote, as some sort of way to intimidate poll watchers, I imagine, is what that's all about. And you know that if it gets a positive vote around the state, they're going to try to push that through the Illinois legislature. I'm a big fat no on all three of those. That'll be on the ballot for my friends listening in the People's Republic of Illinois this morning. All right. Coming up, it is time for Wiggins America. We're going to be back right after this.
Get more at 971talk.com.